Hello, all. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this June 5th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Maloff here, welcoming into the studio our good friend from UW Extension, Matt Lippert, agricultural agent over there. Matt, always good to have you in studio with us. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good to have you here. And how timely is this? It's June. We're in dairy month. We've got Matt in with us. It's like we planned this, Matt. It's
great.
Or not. Either way, we are really happy to have you in, and especially this month in talking with I myself and many other people out there are going to talk about Dairy Month. We have a lot of topics that we like to highlight, and we any chance to support the ag industry and promote it, we love being able to do. But we're not actually in the industry, and to get to talk to somebody who is actually in the industry is a privilege, and I appreciate that. Appreciate what you and your colleagues out there do and everything. What is one of the ways, Matt, that for people like myself, that we can support our ag industry, our dairy industry, that we can really truly celebrate June Dairy Month?
Well, the classic one would be that there's many dairy breakfasts. We're not going to go over when and where they all are.
Sure.
But throughout the state, some are county events, some are associated with school districts. Maybe the FFA groups are putting them on, but there's dairy breakfasts. I work also in Clark County. I think we have 7 or 8 over there in the county. Wood County has about 4. Actually, my family's farm is hosting one on June 14th. So that's the Pittsville FFA Dairy Breakfast. So that's a classic way you'd support the dairy industry.
Absolutely.
Go have some ice cream. That would be...
I suppose. No, that's a great one, too. One of the first things I think of, and this is from talking with you for many years, and every new chance I get to talk to our new Allison Dairyland, we've had many, many interviews with them over the years, and those wonderful young people that are doing that job and that position and everything, looking for that red label and looking for that Wisconsin-made brand and stuff, and mm-hmm. really leaning into that as much as you can. Certainly any month, any day of the year, but June is a really good month to hit on that. That's a good one. And I'm cheating here, everybody. I have in front of me the WisconsinDairy.org, the wonderful website that covers a lot of this in the state. They're mentioning not only dairy sustainability, but dairy delicious summer recipes. So maybe looking for some different ways to enjoy your dairy products this summer.
Oh, for sure. So that same group a couple years ago came out with these butter, so charcuterie, you often think of cheese, but they've come out with butter boards, that you can dip things with butter. And, I don't think you have to feel, you certainly don't have to feel as bad as you once did about, butter is a fat-based spread, but it's butter fat. And, that was really maligned for decades as contributing to early death and heart problems of people. And not that the word has changed so much that you should just eat all the so like olive oil is this healthy food, and it's a fat, it's an mm-hmm. oil. But there's been, I was just reading this morning before I came here, a dairy industry publication, but butter fat is... that there have been some really large population studies that have found that in some cases it's been contributing to positive outcomes. Mm-hmm. So, the USDA has the My Plate on how you're supposed to eat, and dairy got taken off of the old. It's still at My Plate. It's like the cup on the side. So it's still there, and of course, different industry food groups lobby and to maintain their presence there. But I think the evidence for dairy is actually pretty solid.
Yeah.
And a lot of the messaging has been low-fat dairy products, but actually, there's some really positive news about the butter fat as well, being maybe not the gold standard like olive oil, but it's better than some. And it really adds a lot of pleasure to a person's life. You know,
absolutely.
People like their buttery baked desserts and on their breads, and you shouldn't be afraid of that.
I like butter so much, Matt, that I lose points with my Jewish mother all the time, and on my bagel I put butter and not cream cheese. That's how into butter I am.
But they're both dairy products.
Right? My bases should be covered either way, I would think, but that's the whole thing with her. Yes. And I have to admit, I think of my Nana when you bring this up. My Nana for a long time this is a hill she believed that butter was not so much good for you, but some butter was, and that it was important to have some fats, in part because olive oil, again, being an Italian household, you have to have olive oil in the house. Yes. That and milk and water. You've got to have those three things. And she probably, I don't know how much she understood of these things, but I know she understood somewhat of that stuff. And I imagine the two might have been intertwined a little bit. It's a good note. It's a good note to mention. I encourage people to look into the articles like Matt was talking about there and finding out more about that, because it's a really good point. And there are other great ways to celebrate. I think Matt hit it on the head right away. If you can go to any of these June Dairy Month breakfasts, go to as many of them as you can attend. And I encourage you to bring the kids along as much as you can. Those of you with kids, of course. When you're doing these events, one of the things that I remember talking so much about friends of mine that grew up in this area, is them attending a June Dairy Breakfast. And maybe they didn't come from an ag family, but that got them interested in agriculture. Or even in to a degree, some understanding of that industry, some more empathy for that industry. We need that for so many reasons. One big one, I think, is having some more understanding of what it is to be a farmer, or it is to work in the dairy industry, or any of these things. And having a little more understanding of why we need to keep these industries healthy and how important it is for the rest of our world and our country. Whether you step foot on a farm ever in your life or not, you need that farm. And just bringing it home a little bit more of the reasoning of that. That can start with just going to a June Dairy Month and sparking a kid's interest, or getting them to understand this world a little more.
Oh, I think you said it very well. So obviously, the farm community in our dairy state here, Wisconsin, is very passionate about, I think they believe if people understand and know our industry better, it'll be a positive, that it won't be a negative. It's like, oh, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big point of a lot of these dairy breakfasts. Now, here in Rapids, for many years, we've had the Dairy Berry Breakfast, and it's at Lincoln High School. And, you know, they do a great job of bringing in things. I was at the mayor's breakfast in Marshfield last Friday. It's at the fairgrounds. But all the other dairy breakfasts during this month will be, several of the others will be on farms. And, you know, I'm not saying don't go to the ones that aren't on farms, but I think it's a real plus. Like at our farm, there will be messaging. There will be things up conveying part of the story of the farm, why they've gone to the bother to have you come. And so, and I think it's like you said, children is just a classic one. A 5-year-old sticks her hand out, and a baby calf gloms onto it and sucks the hand. You know, it's like, feels like sandpaper. You know, because they have a raspy tongue, and that's a good thing that people should have those experiences.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with UW Extension's Matt Lipper right now. And before we wrap up, Matt, I wanted to just check in and see how the season has progressed, how that's going for our dairy industry.
So is today the 5th?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So last year, I was stressed out. Many of us in the industry are stressed out because on our farm, others were more fortunate than us, but the first corn, very important crop to get planted on the farm. It's probably how you feed the maximum amount of cows off an acre. Our first corn went in the ground on June 6th. And you really, ideally for maximum yield, corn should be in this area by May 10th, 15th, should be planted. So that was pretty stressful.
Yeah.
But this year is much better. I'd say many people are all done. And then it's just a very busy time of the year on the farm. So there's corn to plant. There's on some farms soybeans to plant. There's manure to be hauled, and that happens before the corn gets planted. There's new seedings of alfalfa and clover to be planted. These should all be done, and this year we're doing pretty well. And then after we got pretty nice weather, then we had some nice timely rain since then. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty nice start to the year this year, definitely better than what we had last year. And, I didn't even mention hay to be made, right? So we had some windows. There's probably the majority of the hay needs to be hay and haylage, dry and wet forage harvested off of alfalfa legume grass. But a lot of it, we've had a good start on that as well. So I'd say optimistic that part of the year has started out good.
Certainly can't predict a whole lot of things, but that seems to be good, not just for right now, but looking ahead at the.
Have to get a crop planted to get a harvest.
Right. I've learned that much from you. I have learned that much.
So it's very nice that we've had a better start and we're not extremely wet or extreme. No, it's interesting in the central Wisconsin area with the sands and the heavy soil. No one's ever, not everyone is hardly ever happy. You know, it's too wet for somebody or too dry for somebody else. But so far, I'd say this is a pretty good start to the year.
Oh, really good to hear. Anything else you wanted to touch on before we let you out of here?
I'm good for today.
Okay, yeah, I think so too. That was really fun. Really good interview, and I really appreciate the time from Matt. Looking forward to talking again real soon. Say hi to everybody over at Extension. Hoping to meet you at one of these June Dairy Breakfasts and see you out there and everything. And thank you again for the time.
Thank you.
And thank you all for the time. We appreciate you joining us right here for WFHR's Rapids Report.